Thanks to Acorn TV for supporting my show. Acorn TV is a streaming service that's rooted in British television that offers exclusive award-winning mysteries, dramas, comedies, and more. To try the service out and get your first 30 days free, go to acorn.tv and use promo code FORTUNE. Thanks to Rothy's for supporting my show. Rothy's comfortable, washable, and sustainable shoes and bags make getting dressed easy. Check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/fortune. Welcome to another episode of Sincerely Fortune. It's Fortune, I'm back, and I'm with my wife.
Hello. I'm not singing.
You're not going to sing?
No. No one wants to hear that.
Oh.
Including myself.
Babe, it's a rainy day right now.
It is.
And normally that makes people doom and gloom, like they're all sad on a rainy day. But in Los Angeles, a rainy day is a treasure.
Mm-hmm. We've had quite a few lately, though.
I know.
We had hail the other week.
We sure did. I drove in it. It was scary.
Yeah.
No one in LA knows how to drive in the rain.
No, they don't. And because it doesn't rain often, there's more oil on the roads and everything. So I think it does make it more dangerous. I was driving too last week, and there were about 5 accidents on the expressway.
Oof, really?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a part rain and part people are, at least in Los Angeles, are starting to leave their houses again.
True.
Quite a bit of people heading out of the bunker. And turns out nobody remembers how to drive. I was seeing people like doing U-turns in the middle of like a 6-lane intersection. And there's no stoplight. They just turned in the middle anyway. People, you got to remember how to drive. It's important.
I mean, I can't say anything because I hadn't driven my car in about who knows how long, months and months and months. And the first time I got back behind the wheel, I almost got in an accident. So, what? You know, sometimes it's like riding a bike, but you know how you're wobbly at first?
Yeah. A little wobbly. Are you not a big fan of driving? Like, you're just, I love driving.
Oh, you're just asking me this now. 6 years later.
You know what? I want to get to know you, Jax.
I have never loved driving. I used to like road trips, though, but driving was not something I enjoyed. But now that I live in LA, I really don't like it. Mostly because I don't know where I'm going.
Right.
And the roads here are so crazy and traffic is so bad. It's a lot.
I mean, when you lived in Chicago and we were long distance, you obviously drove us everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I was used to being chauffeured.
Well, I was used to the city, and Chicago is pretty easy to drive in. So.
Right. LA is very complicated. Mm-hmm. Nothing makes sense. But here, I kind of didn't realize how much you hadn't driven until your car was like, oh, we need to get a new battery for your car because it hasn't been driven.
Yeah. And I have an older car, and I'm trying to think of how many miles I have. Basically, if you average it out, I drive less than 3,000 miles a year. So if that tells you anything, I'm like a grandma. Like, when I'm going to sell my car, they're going to be like, oh, old lady owned that car. No, it's me.
That's because you have me to take you around.
I know, and you're the best. I mean.
Well, you're on the fence about my driving.
I am on the fence about your driving. I was going to say that you're the best because you've had a lot of experience. Because in several different movie roles you've had, you've been a driver.
That's right, y'all.
But she's not the best driver.
I'm not bad, though. I'm not bad. But I am. Someone pointed out the other day online that I am now becoming known for driving famous Jennifers in movies.
True.
I had the pleasure of driving Jennifer Aniston in my Uber in the movie Office Christmas Party. And then I currently drive Jennifer Garner in an ambulance as a paramedic. I play a paramedic in the new movie Yesterday on Netflix.
Yes. I mean, she's brave.
It was pretty nerve-wracking, I will say, because, well, at least with Jennifer Aniston, the car was parked. Mm-hmm. I never actually drove her anywhere. Little smoke and mirrors there for you in Hollywood. Not only did I not drive Jennifer Aniston, it also wasn't winter. It was in Atlanta, on the back lot of a studio. It was summertime, super hot, and they created an entire blizzard and had me just sit there. It was pretty cool what they can create. Mm-hmm. But for yesterday, I actually did in fact drive this giant ambulance.
Yes, you had a stunt double for that movie. So I assumed, oh, that person will be driving the ambulance right. And doing anything dangerous. But oh no, they had you drive it.
Well, to be clear, if you've seen the movie, I don't want to brag. It has been number one on Netflix for the last several days. I don't know where it's at when this mm-hmm. comes out. But people seem to really enjoy it. A lot of people have been watching it with their kids. My ambulance does weave in and out of traffic at one point, like super hardcore. That's my stunt driver.
Oh, okay.
In case anyone was wondering, that's not me. But they did put the stunt driver, she's a small woman, and they put her in a giant wig that's supposed to look like it's really curly and blonde. It's supposed to look like me.
Gotcha.
Could use a brush. That hair could use a brush. My hair, on the other hand, very well kept. But my very first day on set, I met Jennifer Garner. She was super lovely. And then they immediately got me in an ambulance. And they're like, we're going to teach you how to drive an ambulance. Guys, I don't know if you knew this. It's not like driving a car. It's very difficult. So if you're a paramedic and you're listening to this, props to you guys. I know you have your jobs very hard, but the driving alone, very difficult. It has air brakes. You have to hit a siren. You have to push all these things. And I had to talk to her to do my lines.
Yeah.
No. And I kept stumbling on my lines. And I was so embarrassed thinking that Jennifer Garner thought I wasn't prepared. Mm-hmm. She didn't act like that. It was just my own insecurity. It's because, it's hard to walk and talk. Much less drive an ambulance and act.
Oh, I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Biggie's on Jax's lap and just sneezed, for those of you who want a little behind the scenes.
I had asked a few people on the Sincerely Fortune Facebook group if they had any questions for you about the movie, and mm-hmm. Joni had asked, was there a line that was hard to remember? And I feel like you just answered that in right. that all of them while you were driving the ambulance, because I mean that's nerve-wracking.
It's very nerve-wracking, and that whole scene got cut out of the movie.
Oh, I had... maybe you didn't do such a great job. So, oops.
They claimed it was because it was supposed to end the movie. Mm-hmm. The movie was supposed to come full circle, and I was driving Jennifer in the ambulance like we were friends now.
And
they just were kind of like, oh, we want to end on the family, which that makes sense. Because it's a
sure.
It's a family
wink,
movie.
Wink. Right. And also,
turns out, another nerve-wracking part is not only did the first scene I drove Jennifer, but then later that day, they put the entire film crew in the back of the ambulance. So we're talking about the director, producers, the camera guys to film Jen and I. And the whole thing was I had to swerve like I'm about to hit actual cars on the street and then correct it. And I'm like, oh, what if I really mess up and hit these cars? And I have the entire filming crew in the back of this ambulance. This was pre-COVID, pre-pandemic. So we could all be in tiny spaces then.
Wow. I mean... You're talented.
Aw, thanks, Boo.
Yeah. Julie wanted to know, she said, how fun is Jennifer Garner? She seems delightful.
You would be correct. She is very delightful. There are only so many movie stars these days. You know what I mean? Like, we're kind of entering into a phase of entertainment where it's all about the TikTok stars and the YouTube stars. And then you have this group of people who managed to become movie stars that will stick with them. They will continue to be movie stars. And you definitely feel like you're in the presence of a movie star when she's around, because she's a boss lady. I mean, she was taking care of so many things before she even got to work. I mean, I would be rolling in with a coffee in hand.
Your hair looking like it needed to be brushed.
Yeah. And she would be like, how was your morning? And she would say, oh, it's great. I got up at, I worked out at 5 a.m. At 6:30, I did a conference video. We call them Zooms now, but this was, again, pre-pandemic. She's like, I conferenced with a elementary school in my home state of West Virginia where I read books to the kids. I'm like, what? And then she's like, and then my company had a meeting because she has like an organic company. She's involved in a charity that does a lot of work with kids. And so she was doing things with that company to create more opportunities for the charity, for the kids. And I felt very like, oh, I need to do some more stuff. But she's so nice, and she made everybody on set feel so welcomed and appreciated. And I had a smaller part, and she made me feel like I was one of the stars in the movie. Like, she's just a very kind-hearted person.
That's great.
Yeah.
I heard that this morning she said she was going to give you a smooch the next time she saw you. So I don't know how I feel about that. You don't need to be that nice.
Listen, I'm not going to turn it
down.
Why
are you blushing? Why are you blushing?
She came on our radio show. She and Edgar Ramirez, who also stars in the movie, and they did our Netflix is a joke radio show, which is really nice of her, too. She didn't have to do that. And she said she wanted to come on. Yeah, she said she wanted to meet you.
She goes, I very much
want to meet Jax. We have to have a laugh and hang out, you know, when the world opens back up at some point. And she did say, Fortune, when I see you, I'm going to give you a big old smooch.
Okay.
So that could be on the cheek. That could be a cheek smooch.
Right.
And nothing wrong with that, right?
Right.
In the marriage contract, can we get cheek smooches?
Yeah, you can, as long as I can get one too. A kiss for a kiss.
That is what Jax tells me if I ever film something for a movie or a TV show. I've never kissed anyone except one guy, and that was that was in an acting class, which is bizarre. The teacher could tell that I was uncomfortable and the guy was uncomfortable. So she made us kiss.
That's so gross.
For like a minute. And it wasn't enjoyable for either of us. Mm-hmm. I know it's acting, but still, that wasn't unnecessary. Mm-hmm. Jax has told me if I smooch somebody while filming, she gets to smooch somebody in life.
Yeah, you can film it if it makes you feel better.
Oh, no. So I don't know about this deal. Because I told her there's no romance involved.
I'm an actress, too. I'm just practicing.
I'm currently playing a wife that's upset that you kiss someone while filming.
If anyone has Queen Latifah's phone number, DM me.
Jax is going to be trying to smooch somebody, so I gotta make sure that if I'm going to smooch someone on camera, it's worth it.
Oh, good times, good times. So, in the movie, it's called Yes Day because they let their kids pick what they want to do for a day and they have to say yes to everything. So, what would you do if you had a yes day other than smooch people all day?
I don't want to smooch anybody.
Okay.
Just you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Cool, because, you know, germs and stuff.
I know.
Let's see. Well, it's funny because I was joking with somebody that you and I already have a lot of yes days because we don't have kids.
That's exactly what I was. Well, I wasn't thinking the don't have kids part, but I was thinking we don't say no or hold back. Like,
at least not lately. We've been like, do we want burritos for lunch? Yes. We've been saying yes to ourselves way too much lately.
And we have to take a quick break. But as soon as we get back, I want to hear what you would do on a yes day.
Acorn TV is a streaming service that's rooted in British television. Their catalogs include exclusive award-winning mysteries, dramas, comedies, and more. You can stream on your favorite devices, and it's only $5.99 a month. During this last year, Jax and I have completely run out of things to watch. There was a time, really, when nothing new was coming out. So when we discovered Acorn TV, it opened this whole other catalog to these really amazing shows, movies, and they come from all over. I was just just watching this comedy, Finding Joy. It's so funny and clever, and it comes out of Ireland. There's a series called Delicious, which stars one of my favorite people, Dawn French. I mean, so many great things. There's a lot of murder mysteries, which you guys know I love. So escape to Britain and beyond without leaving your seat. To try the service out and get your first 30 days free, go to acorn.tv and use promo code FORTUNE. That's Acorn, acorn.tv with promo code FORTUNE to get your first 30 days free. Have you heard about this company making stylish, sustainable shoes and bags? They're carefully crafted with eco-friendly materials like repurposed plastic water bottles and marine plastic. Rothy's comfortable, washable, and sustainable shoes and bags make getting dressed easy. Rothy's are available in a range of styles and come in an ever-changing array of colors, prints, and patterns. Another major bonus? Rothy's are fully machine washable. Simply toss them in the washing machine and they'll come out looking good as new. I got a pair of the Chelsea boots, and I got a color that I've never had before. Fawn. Very cool color. And these shoes are so comfortable. And for boots, you know, you're always having to lug them on and off. It was so easy. So check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/fortune. That's rothys.com, rothys.com/fortune. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/fortune today. And we're back. So if I had a yes day, gosh, I feel like it wouldn't be much different from my life. I would definitely drink like 3 espressos on ice.
You'd get a breakfast burrito.
I'd get a breakfast burrito. That's my new favorite breakfast treat. Mm-hmm. Probably not the healthiest. I don't get cheese on them though. does that help?
So much better. Then you would...
I'm weird because I like working. Mm-hmm. Like some people would be like, I'd take off work. And I'm like, oh, I don't really like working. You and I would go do something fun with the pups.
Yeah.
Like
beach day.
Beach day. Like walk the dogs on the beach. But no one else, in a perfect world, no one else would be around so we could let the dogs off the leash. Mm-hmm. Normally people are around and I'm a helicopter mom.
Yes.
And I'm always, you know, if Biggie walks 5 feet from me, I'm like, where is he? Where is he? Get him back. So in my perfect world, we'd have the beach to ourselves. And then I'd, of course, get to eat some delicious dessert treat. Probably after a lunch. I don't want to skip a meal.
Okay, lots of food. I know.
Yeah. Or, you know, because it's 24 hours, so it's not like you can take a trip. But I don't really have any wild yes day things. Do you? Is there anything like out of the ordinary you would do?
No, not. I don't think so.
You would. Would you want to be in Chicago for your yes day or LA?
Oh, yeah. Chicago.
Yeah, I was thinking that. You would know all the bars to hit up and the...
I thought you were going to say restaurants, but okay, fine.
More bars. Yeah, I would want maybe ride go-karts.
I'll just do a scooter.
Or not go-karts, but doom buggies. That would
in
be,
the city?
That
or
would be fun.
In the dunes.
In the dunes. Oh. That'd be cool. Or jet ski. Mm-hmm. I got the need for speed, baby.
In Chicago?
Jet skis mine has in to Lake be Michigan. In LA.
Yeah, I was going to say, I went jet skiing once in Lake Michigan, and I would never do it again.
Because the water
is dirty.
Maybe North Carolina.
Yeah.
I'd have a yes day in North Carolina.
How about like in the ocean? I'd rather do it in the ocean.
A jet ski in the ocean?
Yeah.
Scary. What if there's a shark?
You don't fall off.
I like a jet ski in a lake. Give me a lake and a jet ski. I look like that guy from Tiger King.
Yes. Well, I mean, really, the having a yes day with kids is the fun part,
right?
Because they get told no a lot. And I think it's good for parents to try and do a yes day with their kids or teachers and clearly set some boundaries. But I think that sometimes as adults, we get so like, oh, this is the responsible thing to do,
right,
or easy thing. And we say no a lot. And mm-hmm. you don't even think about why you're saying no. Mm-hmm. And just even reflecting and saying, oh, why can't they have dessert before dinner this one right. time? You know, like, or a double recess one day at school or things like that, that, you know, kids get so much excitement and joy out of. And
yeah.
It's not really hurting anything when it's just one day.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing was based on a book, a children's book. Mm-hmm. And Jen said she and her kids have been doing, I don't know if it's once a year, have been mm-hmm. doing a yes day for the last 9 years. And so I think it's something kids start to look forward to. They know, you know, you don't abuse it. You don't do it often.
Right.
But it was funny reading the comments from parents being like, I love the movie, but I'm not yep. sure I want to give my kids a yes
day. Exactly. Well, once they get older, I can see where it could cause some trouble. But when right. they're younger, I feel like they don't think far enough ahead to mm-hmm. do anything too damaging. But yeah. how fun to, if your kid said, will you come out and jump rope with me? Or, you know, whatever right. silly thing, or like, let's go swing on the swing set. And usually as an adult, you don't get on a swing set, uh-huh. but it's fun. Having taught kindergarten, I did a lot of those silly things, or sometimes the kids would be like, come hula hoop with us.
Yeah. And there are like some rules around that. I forgot in the movie what their parameters were.
Yeah, so I mean, you have to like set a cost.
Yeah.
And no getting a pony or, you know.
And it has to be within a certain amount of a distance.
Right.
You can't go past, you know, this area. Mm-hmm. I think it was no one on their cell phones or something. But, you know, that's... But then in the movie, the dad's like yeah. sneaking in text to work and
that
stuff.
Would be you.
Like, I just gotta check in. But yeah, it was super cute, and I'm glad people really like the movie. It's been so crazy. I've had these movies all coming out in the last few months, and I filmed them all before the pandemic, and they all got pushed because a lot of them were supposed to come out at different times. And yes, it was always on Netflix. Some of the other ones were supposed to be in the theaters, and then they just like all came out at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like I've just been filming movies constantly, but they all happened before the world shut down for a bit. But it's been really neat to just get to be a part of these projects. Barb and Star is still out there. It just came out, I don't know, it's been a month now.
You haven't filmed any movies since the pandemic started, correct?
Yeah, no movies.
But she is going to be filming a movie coming up. And
mm-hmm.
I'm a little panicked because we've become very codependent.
Who, us?
I mean, come on. We were already codependent lesbians, and now we're just all in it.
We're all in. Are you going to be able to, are you going to make it without me?
I don't think so.
Babe, you got this.
I mean, during this last year, we've only spent a day or two apart. Well, no, we did spend that 1 week.
Yeah,
so we see your mom. So
we did it.
I can handle it. Okay, now I feel better. I was in a panic, but
yeah.
Actually, I'm no offense, but I'm a little excited for you to go because
I'm already offended.
Oh.
What are you gonna say?
Okay, well,
the house will be cleaner.
Well, for sure. Yesterday, I scrubbed the floors.
You'll have more food in the fridge.
I scrubbed the floors yesterday 3 times because I just wanted to get them like really clean. And then she walked in the door after work with her like dirty shoes and was like,
clunk, clunk, clunk.
Yeah. Like, your shoes. So the world's starting to open back up, and mm-hmm. LA is moving to the red tier.
Yeah, indoor dining's happening yeah. out here, which we haven't had in a year. Yeah.
Well, I've pretty much been a little troll, like locked in a cave.
A little troll. Just to clarify, I didn't lock you in a cave. The pandemic did. I'm not holding Jax hostage at home.
Help. Help. Save me. No, but I was like, oh, cool. You know, I'm not having to see anybody. Even people have asked her, like, what's happened to Jax lately? Because I haven't been on your Instagram or I guess. Or
I'm
you know.
Like, she's on the couch yeah. beside me.
I'm like, I'm just not wanting my photo taken. So anyway, I was like, I need to get healthier because I know I'm going to need energy when I have to leave my house.
I just need energy to walk.
I need to feel better. I'm going to have to peel myself off this couch. Speaking of, we need a new couch because we've been
it's indented now.
So I just ordered some salads and was like getting healthier foods. But the problem is you're the worst influence.
I know.
So I'm like, okay, this is what I'm going to eat. And then yesterday Fortune called and said, I'm on my way home from work. What do you want from the Cheesecake Factory?
Which, in my defense, I have not eaten there in like a year and a half.
True.
So it's don't.
And I did.
So it's not like a regular joint.
And I did give her a gift card two years ago,
and I have not used it. And I actually realized it's been longer than 2 years. Oh. That gift card was from December of 2018.
Whoa.
So I have not been
eating
up at the Cheesecake Factory all the time.
But I
like the Cheesecake Factory.
And then, of course, I mean, you did way better than I did.
I got lettuce wraps.
And I got some fried chicken. Like, what? Okay. So, I have no self-control.
And I have no self-control.
But then last night, we're like, okay, we won't eat everything. We'll have leftovers. And then today, she had to go out for work. And she said, hey, I'm going to be right by those big Korean burritos that you like. So
we got them.
Yeah.
But you only ate half of it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you ate the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
I just ate half mine.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't eat the whole thing, but I ate enough where I just threw away the rest because there wasn't enough to
save. Oh, you should have.
No.
Okay.
And done for me.
You didn't like it as much this time.
Yeah. So when you go out of town, I know
you'll reset.
It's easier for me to eat healthy when I don't have a partner in crime. It's not as fun to eat unhealthy by myself.
And this is my codependency. I only eat healthier when you decide that we are eating healthier. Because if Jax is off the rails, I'm off the rails. Because you guys remember, I mean, we talked about on our podcast, we were doing pretty good. Before the pandemic, I had lost all that weight, and I haven't gained all that back, thankfully. But I have put on the pandemic pounds, and it's just been hard to. I'm sure a lot of you guys are struggling with the same thing. And we don't say diets because those are hard. It's a lifestyle thing.
And for us, it's never been counting anything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's more what's good for my body. And I know that like we should be eating more fruits and vegetables and whole foods.
Right.
And fewer processed fried.
Right. We got to stop eating out as much. That's our big Achilles heel.
Sugar.
Desserts are my weakness. 100%.
And for a while, even when we were on the road and stuff, we were making smarter choices. We weren't just having a yes day every day. But now I feel like since the pandemic, we had nothing else to look forward to. So it was like, almost like this is unhealthy, but like food is a comfort.
Right.
And
it's always been that way for me. It's a comfort and it's a thing I use when I'm sad, and it's a thing I use when I'm happy. I have a real crazy relationship with it. And some people get upset with me when I talk about this stuff because, you know, I'm of course body positive. I feel like I've always been very confident in who I am. I make no apologies for myself, but is this something that I think about? For sure. But like you said, for me, it's not about like, I don't like how I look or I don't like, you know, that I'm bigger, so I'm talking about needing to change. That's not it. It is, my hip is hurting because I'm not moving my body, or I've put too much weight on my stomach, which is putting weight on my hip. Like, these are health things and not in any way me not accepting myself for 100%. Looking the way I look.
Again, we're getting older, so then when we have our yearly physicals and the doctor says, like, this level is high or you need to adjust this, watch out for this so you don't have to be on medication to control it as you get older. So I do, I mean, it's a real health thing. And now that we're old,
we're not that old.
But we are.
It feels like we're
like when
old.
I was young, I'd go to the doctor and they're like, your levels are all amazing. Like, you must run marathons and have a vegetarian diet or something. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, no, in fact, I just ate a whole pan of brownies before I came and drank a 12-pack of Coke.
Yeah.
And now that I feel like when I was eating healthier and I'd go they're like, oh, ooh, this is on the verge. You better be careful in right. this level.
Man, like, I knew I was in trouble yesterday because I had to do a thing where I was exercising. And I've, you know, done the treadmill and stuff like that, but it's usually a brisk walk. I have not gotten back to running. And I'm, like, sore today. I'm, like, sore. My body aches because I just, you know, a lot of us, I don't think, have been moving our bodies in the same way that we did in, you know, quote unquote, normal life.
Well, if you just think about how much less you walk because you're not walking yeah. places and going into places, let alone then that extra. Because before you would be doing all that. And then if you did work out, you would get that extra bump. And now right. it's like, oh, well, we haven't been to a workout class or gym.
And I can feel a difference. Yeah. My body does not feel the same right now than it did a year ago mm-hmm. before this all started. And I know it's from, I've been busier lately. The last couple of months I've been moving a lot more, but we had a good 7 months where I wasn't working and the work I did was from home. So I was walking from my office to my couch and to the kitchen, to the couch, to the couch, to the bed. I mean, it wasn't a lot. And mm-hmm. It freaks me out a little bit. I'm like, oh my God, you know, my hip truly hurts and I didn't have that a year ago. So I definitely have to reel it in, but it's a mental thing. It's, I know we're all kind of struggling with now that the pandemic's still here. Listen, I don't want to pretend like all of a sudden,
right.
you know, a lot more people are getting vaccinated. So suddenly the pandemic's over. It's still here. We're not going back to, you know, things as they were a year ago. It's still going to take a bit of time, but there are slowly but surely some openings happening. The more people get vaccinated, the more people are going to be hanging out with each other. So it does kind of whip you into like, oh, wow, normal, you know, whatever life looks like past this pandemic, I don't think is that far off in the distance at some point. So we can't think like home, like, I don't know, recluses, which is what we've kind of been.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to be back out in the world and we got to feel good. We got to want to feel good.
And I think now too, it's hard in LA because a lot of the outdoor hiking trails and things were so crowded that it didn't feel safe to use them.
Mm-hmm.
And so now as our numbers are way down and as things open back up and we feel safer, I think even just like getting outside to hike and things like that will make us feel yeah. a lot better. And just gotta try and eat healthier occasionally. I don't know. But I think
when I leave,
I'll try and reel myself in and mm-hmm. then you'll be in quarantine and stuff. So maybe you could, I don't know how they're going to manage the food. But
I'll eat a salad.
Or like vegetables.
Or maybe I have one last hurrah and I come home and you whip us into shape.
You know I'm never going to, it's always going to be like every other day is a cheat day. But ooh. I just feel like I know myself. And because I haven't been leaving the house, I was eating foods that like gave me headaches right. or made me really tired. But I know that I don't want to continue to feel that way. So I need to start eliminating those things that I know are bad. And
right.
we've also been drinking. I mean, I think they said they took a survey and like 23% of people who responded said they've been drinking a lot more since mm-hmm. the pandemic, which I feel like that means there's another good 25% who are lying. But
it's stress eating, it's stress drinking, yeah. it's all stress.
And I don't, definitely I'm not saying I want to get sober, stop drinking, but I do want to turn it back to a healthier, right. not just like you're bored or you're just making the day go faster.
It's not like you're drinking a bottle of wine a day or something.
Right, but maybe like a glass of wine a day.
Yeah.
And I just think that is a lot of calories and it isn't good for you to do all the time. So mm-hmm. it's just about, I guess, moderation again.
Right.
But I mean, I love a good cocktail and I can make cocktails, but lately I've been lazy and not wanting or like don't have fresh fruit or whatever it is
mm-hmm.
So my cocktails haven't even been that delicious and I want to go back to where I only want to drink a cocktail if it's delicious, not just
to drink something.
Yeah
Well, you'll have to check it out.
Yeah,
I just need to stop eating cake. I'm like, hey, when I start getting to the point where it's like I'm having a meal and then I tell myself I need a dessert, that's when I know I have a problem.
I mean, I was always a big fan of sweets, but when I met you, it definitely ramped up because you like to have dessert with every meal, not just
not breakfast,
dinner.
Not breakfast.
Okay, unless but sometimes it's a muffin. I was just gonna say, unless breakfast itself is a donut or a muffin or a waffle or a pancake.
I haven't
covered
had a waffle in a while, but
syrup.
I have had a muffin. I know my friend always think about my friend who's like, a muffin is just cake without icing. I'm like, ugh, don't tell me that.
But what if you put blueberries in it? It's healthy then, right? Anyway.
Well, I mean, everybody's, I think the fog is clearing a bit, so we just kind of were checking in with everybody today as this fog clears. Like, you know, think about the things that you kind of want to focus on because, you know, we've had to focus on this pandemic for the last year and just trying not to get COVID. And parents have had to deal with being the not only the mom but the teacher and getting the Zooms set up for schools. And I'm sure there's a lot of moms listening who haven't even gotten to focus on themselves in so long. So it's kind of a good time to start
just thinking about what life's going to look like for you and your situation in the next month or two. I think LA, I mean, they're letting teachers, or not teachers, but like school districts decide. But I'm pretty sure in LA, the kids are going back next month. Yes. So, you know, there's it's happening. Like, I think more and more states are loosening up their restrictions and they're getting so many more people vaccinated. So for sure. Yeah.
It feels hopeful. Yeah. My agent's calling, my stand-up agent's calling, and we're settling these rescheduled dates for the fall. And, you know, it seems like come summer, there's some light at the end of the tunnel here, which, you know, is, it's like, it's so funny because that's all we've wanted. Uh-huh. But then it's almost like scary because we've like gotten so used to this life the last year. It's almost like, oh my gosh, we're going to be so socially inept. Are we going to know how to like talk to groups of people? I did my first stand-up set a couple nights ago where I did a 50-minute set, which in normal times was like nothing. And I was so scared, so nervous, because it had been 6 months since I had done that kind of set. And so it's almost like we're all learning
longer
to ride a bike again. Yeah. And but we're getting there, you guys. We're hopeful. And I hope everybody's, you know, taking good care of themselves. I did want to tell you, I do want to tell you real quick. I talked to my mom today, Ginger, and she said at the end of the conversation, she's like, I just have to ask one thing. Have you been on the Sincerely Fortune Facebook page in the last couple of days? I was like, oh, I check it fairly regularly, but I go, what in particular? She's like,
I'm a star.
Well, I don't know if you noticed that quite a few people have been bringing me up. They've been talking about me. They like, and they love the books. She was so proud.
It's so exciting for her. I just hope you encourage her to continue to live life because she already reads so much. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's going to feel like this pressure where she has
just
to like
read all the time.
Yes. She's like, no, Fortune, I can't. I got to read another book before someone else recommends it.
The Sincerely Fortune fans need book recommendations.
Because she loves reading so much in like the years past when we've taken her to a city or went to visit, we'd be like, where's Ginger? And then she's like in the other, oh, girls, I'm reading a book. And you're like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you in months.
Let's go do something fun. Like,
after just, my book.
She just gets lost in that world, but she loves sharing those books with you guys. And so you guys are really awesome to her, and thank you for the kind words. Yes. She notices it. And she appreciates it. She'll be back on at some point. We got some cool guests coming up that we'll be doing interviews with. And, you know, today's just a fun check-in with everybody. We hadn't heard from Jax in
a minute. I'm alive.
She is alive. She's here. She's just getting ready for our bunker to be opened.
I know. I'm going to need Biggie to be my emotional support animal when I go back into the world.
That's right.
He's the only friend I've had.
Oh, I just can't wait for you to see your family again. That's my big thing for you.
Yes.
I know they miss you and I know you miss them. And so I cannot wait till y'all are reunited and it feels so good.
Me too.
Well, we appreciate you guys listening. I hope everybody is doing well, staying safe. If you live anywhere near Los Angeles, I am doing an outdoor show with the Comedy Store at the Rose Bowl Friday, March 26th. The tickets are at the Comedy Store's website.
But just to mention, it's not a solo show.
It's not a
you're
solo show,
you're just part of a bigger show.
Yes. So if you like the comics that are on that show are on the website, so you can check it out. Don't come just for me, y'all. Yes. See if you like everybody else.
Well, I just didn't want someone to come and be disappointed that...
I'm doing 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Right, right. But it's a fun night out.
For sure.
Because things are still sort of opening, sort of not. But it's the Rose Bowl. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. And thanks for listening. And we will talk to you next... Well, she'll talk to you next week. Bye. Bye.